following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Aggies play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome in to what will be a brief version of the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. The Aggies 3-0, coming off back-to-back-to-back nights. Now they'll make it back-to-back-to-back-to-back nights, closing out the week on the road against the Winterboro Bulldogs. The Aggies have been led by C.J. Franklin in the scoring column, but late last night in the fourth quarter when the Aggies needed it most, Corbin Patterson closed out the Tigers of Cleburne County with 7 points in the final 3 minutes in that ball game to give the Aggies a very quality win early in the season. I'm Jeremy Law. He's Alex Bauman. Back on the call tonight, courtside at the Allen Brew Market scoring table. Alex, the Aggies 3-0, looking to close the week out strong. Last night, a little bit of dead legs for the Aggies, trying to get used to a grueling start to the season. Obviously, last night, maybe not as much energy against the Cleburne County team that you're not familiar with, but don't make any mistakes. Both these teams tonight, Sylacauga and Winterboro, want to win this game. I expect a high level of energy in here.
Yeah, this is a rough week to be your first week of full basketball activity when it comes to practice and games for Sylacauga. You know, some of these guys played football, C.J. Franklin, Corbin Patterson included, Trey Wright among them. This is a tough test to be your third straight game, but they drank some water, I'm assuming. Got some mustard last night, some pickle juice. They're all warmed up. They're ready to go. And Winterboro, they might be a 1A team, but you can't underrate them. They are an uber-talented basketball team, and they have some athletes.
The Aggies again, 3-0, trying to get to 4-0 to start the season tonight against the rival Winterboro Bulldogs. We'll have tip-off in the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups when we come back. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Digestive health matters, and Alabama Digestive Care Center is dedicated to keeping patients feeling their best. From heartburn and abdominal pain to colon cancer screenings and ongoing digestive care, experienced gastroenterologist Dr. Hakim brings over 30 years of expertise and uses the latest technology to deliver compassionate, personalized treatment. Call 256-249-6050 today to schedule an appointment. Alabama Digestive Care Center, partners in your digestive care.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen.
When you remember at Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, you're more than a customer. You're an owner, and owners share in our success. This year, for our 75th anniversary, we're returning $1 million to our members through our interest rebate and bonus dividend. That's cash right back to you simply for choosing Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union.
and it's there just in time for the holidays. Experience a financial institution that gives back in a big way. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Sylacauga Basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga Basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.com. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
Welcome back courtside to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga on the road at Winterboro. Closing out a four-game week, I'm Jeremy Law. He's Alex Bauman. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, and Alta Point Health. Aggies in gray tonight, trimmed in white, Marble City and Cardinal on the front of the road jerseys. Winterboro in white, trimmed in blue, as we're awaiting tonight's starting lineups. Looks like for the Aggies, you'll get Kenson Three, Josh Spear, Tristan Whetstone, C.J. Franklin, and Eric O'Neill. So for the first time this year, Alex, all five seniors coming out together to start. Oh, excuse me. It's the same starting five from last night. It's Corbin Patterson not in this starting five. C.J. Franklin, Josh Spear, KT, Eric O'Neill, and Tristan Whetstone. Be key tonight, Alex, to keep Eric O'Neill out of foul trouble against what's going to be a good Winterboro basketball team.
Him, Tristan Whetstone, and Josh Spear dealt with foul trouble in their game earlier this week. If you can keep them out of foul trouble, you'll be good. But Corbin Patterson provides a pretty good spark off the bench.
Javante O'Neill, one of the starters. Thomas Gooden, Caden Jones, Kamari Hester. They continue to call those over the PA. Daylon Truss. And the last one to be called out will be Kamari Hester. For a 1A school, Alex, we know that the Winterboro is going to be very physical. They're going to be very fast. And Kamari Hester is a pretty good big man in Class 1A.
Winterboro is going to be a good basketball team this year. Their record last year, 11-18, a little bit deceiving. Played up in classification many times. Ended up making the playoffs at 11-18 because they went only had one loss in their region play. So this team is not going to be a slouch in the least. Sylacauga is going to have their hands full tonight, even though they're playing a 1A basketball team.
Eric O'Neill in the circle. He'll jump it off against Kamari Hester. Bulldogs will go left to right from our vantage point. Aggies will go right to left. As the tip will go in the air, won by Kenson Threed, and the Aggies will start on our side of the floor. CJ dribbling left to right off to Eric O'Neill. Back to the top, CJ. Skipping it inside, Josh had it poked away in between the rings. KT now left wing O'Neill. Skip pass right side, KT driving into contact, had it blocked by Hester.
Well, when you got to attack the zone like KT did right there, but you got to go a little bit more under control. You'll have shooters in the corner if you attack the paint.
Out to the top to Caden Jones. He'll back it off. CJ Franklin guarding him. Left side, Daylon Truss driving with the left hand, gets underneath the bucket. Pass was cut off by Spear, and now it's ripped away by Josh. And the Aggies going to come the other way with it with Spear. He'll dump it off to O'Neill, and the Aggies moving right to left in the dark charcoal gray uniforms tonight. CJ back to Eric. It's a packed house here at Winterboro High School. Kick out, KT. Bobbled it a little. Now Eric head fakes a three, stops free throw line, shoots the jumper, got hit, should have been a foul. A little bit of a wild shot.
But you can see already penetrating that defense, there's open shooters all around.
And you get a block foul on the Aggies, and the first chance for points tonight will come at the free throw line for Thomas Gooden in Winterboro. .6:35 to go, first quarter. First free throw up and good as the Bulldogs lead it 1-0. That's just a place where Sylacauga struggled a little bit this year, and the Bulldogs start off 2-for-2 from the free throw line as they'll face a pressure defense coming out of the backcourt into the front court. KT, they kind of raked his arms. We get the pass back off to CJ. It's Truss taking it away from Franklin, picked up by O'Neill, and the Aggies might be able to get something out of this. Left wing CJ, who's 1-for-5 from three this year, dribbles inside of the arc. Left side O'Neill, he'll rise and fire a three, and Eric knocks it down.
Exactly what you want to do. Make the zone defense work. That's what any coach will tell his players at this point in the season, is make the zone work.
3-2, Aggies with an early lead, under 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Three up, contested three, and it ends up out of bounds off an air ball from Caden Jones. Good closeout from KT. Alex to force a tough shot.
And KT is one of the better defenders on Sylacauga. The aggressiveness there is already on display for him.
Eric trapped over to Tristan. Tristan spinning away from a defender, lobs a pass in the air. Oh, the athleticism from O'Neill. The tap pass back to Whetstone, and he dribbled it off his knee out of bounds.
Sylacauga's letting that ball pressure get a little bit up into their grill, and they're getting out of control. But if you're Sylacauga, just take a deep breath, and you'll be perfectly fine. You got guys like CJ and Eric that's been there before.
Three to two, Aggies on top, 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Hester back to the bucket, goes down the right side of the lane, had it tapped away, KT. Kenson to CJ, down the right side of the lane himself, leaves the layup short, put back no good from O'Neill, and Hester clears out the board. Jones dribbling to the right wing and white for Winterboro. Truss wants a three, it rattles out, no good. The Aggies get the rebound with Franklin. CJ skips across the Winterboro emblem at midcourt. Now back to Franklin in between the rings, and Coach Joel Jones going to take a timeout. Alex, let's stay here. Coach Jones not happy with the offense in the first 3 minutes and 15 seconds, but we do have a 3-2 lead.
Well, Sylacauga is letting that on-ball pressure of Winterboro affect them a whole lot. They're out of control. They're forcing passes. Don't need to be forced. And I can assume that's what Coach Jones is telling them in the huddle right now, is just stay under control and find the open player. You cannot let Winterboro speed you up with what is happening right now.
I tell you, there's a lot of energy in this gym for the girls game. Alex, it seems to have died down a little bit here through the first 3.5 minutes of this ball game between the boys.
But a big difference from their game earlier this week is these refs are letting them play. There's a lot of physicality, and that's type of basketball I like to watch, and I'm sure it's basketball that everybody else does.
The Aggies have it after their first time out of the night. O'Neal hops through the air, fires it off to Franklin, deep in the right corner, back to KT at the top of the key. Kinson picks up his dribble. Now Eric looking down low. Josh Spear taking away CJ from the corner. Wants a three. CJ's got a three. Well, it was 1 for 5. Make it 2 for 6. That'll help the percentage at 33%. Franklin gives the Aggies a 6-2 lead.
Coach Jones calls his number out of the timeout, just running them baseline to baseline, or sideline to sideline, basically.
They try to get it to Hester. Good defense from Whetstone. Kinson three, crossing the midcourt stripe. Franklin thought about a three left side, pulled it down. Now Eric right wing. Coach Jones wants more ball movement as Kinson three has it back at the top. And now the Aggies will reset. KT driving, kicking. Franklin, good closeout from Truss, has to pull down the three. Aggies lead it by 4. Under the 4-minute mark now in the first quarter. Tristan wasn't expecting the pass. Taken away by Jones. Winterboro will run right to left. Three up in the corner. No good. And Tristan goes way up to grab the board. That was Thomas Gooden on the bad shot. Another turnover. Back-to-back turnovers. Driving is O'Neal for Winterboro. No good. Good defense by Tristan Whetstone again as Josh Spear will have it. He'll stop at the free throw line. Rounded back off, and the Aggies will reset.
Just make the zone work. Penetrate in the paint. Kick out to the corners and the wings.
Hester blocks Spear from behind, but Tristan Whetstone, very active on the glass early, gets the offensive rebound put back, and the Aggies up by 6 with Corbin Patterson checking in at the next whistle.
Benefit of having Spear and Whetstone on the court at the same time, you had your two best rebounders on the team that just feel like they have Velcro hands.
Basketball down into the corner. Rising and firing a deep two is no good. It was Jamonte O'Neal with the tough shot. The Aggies, they'll do that to you. They don't give you a lot of options as Kinson is driving, turning. They probably should have got a jump ball, but instead they will get the jump ball before the travel, and it will be Winterboro basketball.
Kinson three doing his best ballerina impression at the Nutcracker.
Yeah, he was spinning on one toe there for a second. We were lucky not to get a travel. Coach Jones didn't like it. Thinks he wanted one more pass right there. And so you expect your guys not to pick the ball up to be able to dribble out of a situation if they need to or find the open man, not get stuck down there underneath the bucket. It's Gooden to O'Neal at the top. O'Neal working with the right hand, crosses over, deep two, pulls it up, missed the shot, rebound is tapped, tap controlled by Franklin, deep outlet intercepted. O'Neal running the other way. A three is good for Caden Jones, and they're within one possession, 8-5.
That's just a big no-no from C.J. Franklin. I know his guy was down the court, had him beat, but you just got to slow yourself down and run the offense.
Corbin Patterson fights off a trap. CJ working the right side. Now the Aggies will push it ahead. KT hopping through the air, and his jumper is good from 10 feet.
Beautiful idea. Lets the guy come out and close, get out of position, and just beats him right to the dribble.
The score is 10-5. It was wrong in the building. They had it at 10-7 for a second. Jones had just hit the three. Almost turned it over looking for Gooden. Now he'll work on Spear. Gooden, three up, off the front of the rim, no. Rebound tapped around, and Tristan Whetstone will clear his fourth rebound here in the first quarter.
Sylacauga's defense is making Winterboro play their game, forcing him into so many tough shots already early in the first quarter.
Three with it, pulls it back off. Now under a minute to go, CJ has it. Out beyond the arc, back to Patterson. Catch made inside, kickoff to Kinson three. Stops, spins. Spear for three, got it.
The Aggies with three tray balls here in the first quarter.
You can't understate Kenson Threet's intelligence right there. He understands that the three-pointer is not his game. Penetrates, lets Josh Beer feel where he was, and finds him wide open.
Spears' foot was on the line, so the score is 12-5 instead of 13-5. Just inside of the arc was Spear. Gooden wants a three. Tough shot. Boy, they should have called a foul on the rebound, and they did, as KT took a shot across the head, going up to grab that one with 15.8 left here in the quarter. The Aggies should have the final shot. Patterson works it up with Franklin. Back to Corbin. Inside to Spear. Spear through the air. Whetstone at the top. Franklin wants a three. CJ off the back iron. No. Rebound by Winterboro with one on the clock. They'll heave it ahead. Well short. And we'll go to the second quarter, leading it 12-5. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Celebrate Sylacauga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Sylacauga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Sylacauga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipchurskaw jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
So Ryan McMillan kicking it off to Spear, this time not on the line. Hits a three to start the second quarter, 15-5. Aggies with a 10-point lead.
But you can see exactly what happened. You penetrate the defense, and the corners open up.
And a travel by the Bulldogs down on the other end.
And Josh Beer's been the beneficiary of two of those three-pointers.
15-5. Aggies with the lead. Eric O'Neill beats the pressure, might have gotten bumped. Sarai McMillan wants a three. Sarai missed the shot. Spear had the rebound and had it raked away. Running down on the other end is William Shepard, and got a tough shot to go around Corbin Patterson. 15-7, your score. Eric driving, stopping, looking, firing. CJ at the right wing. Down the lane, Franklin. Floater, good, and one.
Wow. The verticality of CJ Franklin over four defenders.
You're right. Everybody crashed on him, Alex. And really not sure how he got that one off to start with.
He's got to have one of the highest vertical jumps in Talladega County.
Leaves the free throw short, but an offensive rebound. McMillan came up with the offensive board as the Aggies lead it 17-7, early second quarter. Spear passed up a three. He's been hot shooting. Spinning, kicking off O'Neill. Eric through the lane, firing a two and knocking it down.
Tough two from Eric O'Neill.
Here's a steal. Patterson, loose ball on the floor, able to pick it back up. It's still loose. Boy, and then Corbin got fouled, and they finally got the whistle.
That was a tough two-point shot from Eric O'Neill, and if that wasn't there, he had Corbin Patterson wide open on the wing.
Corbin off the inbound.
He'll take a two. No good. 19-7. Aggies lead it.
Underneath the bucket through the hands of O'Neill for Winterboro and out of bounds. Your right tire and service, five on the floor. C.J. Franklin, Corbin Patterson, Sarai McMillan, and then the pass taken away from McMillan. Down on the other side, tough layup on the scoop, missed it. Put back, no good, but you got a foul on the rebound and put back. It'll send William Shepherd, the 6'2 sophomore, to the stripe for Winterboro.
Lackadaisical pass from C.J. Franklin, but if you're Sarai McMillan, even though it is a little kind of a lackadaisical pass, you got to come to the basketball. One of any coach's pet peeves is just waiting for it to come.
First for Shepherd was good. He's able to hit them both. Corbin, finger roll, fell off the rim. McMillan put back off the window. Good.
So Ryan McMillan coming in the basketball game already has two offensive rebounds in that two-point shot.
Jumper on the other side, no good. Rebounded and offensive boarded here. Winterboro has it. Gooden down the lane. Takes a tough shot with the left hand, trying to get it around two defenders. Couldn't get it to drop. Eric works it the other way. Same shot as earlier, this time a little too strong. The rebound, CJ got it. Corbin puts a three through. Timeout, Bulldogs will take 1-2. 24-9, Aggies with the lead.
When the Alabama heat hits hard or the chill sneaks in, you need comfort you can count on. Turn to the experts at Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, voted the best HVAC company in the Coosa Valley 5 years in a row. Their experienced team is ready to keep your home running smoothly, whether it's quick repair, brand new system, or routine maintenance to keep things efficient. Don't wait until it's too late. Call the hometown team that delivers results you can trust. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, online at sleepinggiantair.com. Quality doesn't cost, it pays.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
24-9 after the timeout, nearing the midway point of the second quarter. Jeremy Law, Alex Bauman with you. The Allen Brew Market scoring table. Aggies with a 15-point lead early. Dominant defense through 12 minutes. Contested two, way off. Rebound, Trey Wright. Sarine going to run. McMillan hesitates at midcourt. Puts a shot up and then an offensive foul on McMillan. Must have extended the arm. Alex, what'd you see?
Yeah, that was a little bit of an extension. Sarine McMillan trying to force the issue, where if you're Coach Jones, you probably want him to pull it out and reset the offense and run it.
Dalen Truss trying to get around Franklin. So tough to do with the Aggies leading by 15. Cross-court pass, Robinson on the far side of the floor, now cutting through the lane. Back inside to Truss, driving. Reverse layup with a left hand underneath the bucket. Not close as the rebound is taken by McMillan, and a kickball on Winterboro sends the basketball out of bounds as Tristan Whetstone back in. So Ryan McMillan will check out.
This game is very reminiscent of the Childersburg game last year at home for Sylacauga. In that second half, Sylacauga just made Childersburg take so many tough mid-range jumpers, and it's exactly what they're doing to Winterboro.
The defense will never make it easy as long as Coach Jones is leading the Aggies as Corbin Patterson takes it down on the other side, gets the Aggies back in the scoring column, 26-29.
Step back three, missed by Caden Jones, and the Aggies clear the board.
Well, that was a deep one. That was from about 24 feet.
A shot that Coach Jones will live with every time down the court.
The Aggies had it tipped into the backcourt. C.J. Franklin goes to retrieve it, dribbling with the left hand, dribbled right into a double team and had it taken away. Great defense, ends up out of bounds after the steal, and they'll say it's Winterboro ball, but it should be going the other way.
Yeah, it looked like it went off a Winterboro player. One referee had it one way, the other didn't have any clue that was really close to it.
Working on 12. As Truss jumped in the air, the lane was cut off by Trey Wright, and he came back down with the basketball.
There is not a drop-off from the starter to the bench unit when it comes to playing defense. That's something that is very rare around the state of Alabama in basketball.
O'Neal splitting a double team. Tough shot. Had it blocked, and it ends up out of bounds. 26-9, Aggies with a lead. 2:41 to go before halftime. Long rebound, kicked back out to the Aggies. O'Neal was looking into the corner for Holtzclaw. And it was taken away, and then a tough shot. Good, and missed another one at the rim. 26-9, Aggies with a lead. This time Corbin races it ahead. The Aggies haven't been in sync much on offense. It's Whetstone wanted a three, and he couldn't get it to go. Jones working, firing a two. Another tough shot, Alex, forced by this defense.
It's so reminiscent of the Childersburg game in the second half last year, where Childersburg took so many difficult mid-ranges.
Jones working the right wing, trying to get around Trey Wright.
I think they got a foul first, maybe. No, a jump ball.
Not many whistles as far as fouls go, and they did get the foul on Trey Wright before the jump ball was called.
I think that might be the right call. You know, from our vantage point, you can see Trey kind of wrap him up.
He's still in football season. He's trying to get that form tackle.
Minute 35 to go before half. Jones in the corner. Elbow jumper rattles in for O'Neal and Winterboro. First time they've been on the board in a while. 26-11. The Aggie lead back down to 15.
And Coach Jones will live with those mid-range contested jump shots. The lowest percentage and probably the worst shot you can have for an offense.
Patterson crossing over, trying to get inside. Holtzclaw wants a three, and he got it. Joshua can shoot it. As you see it there, 29-11. That ends up out of bounds, and it was blocked off the chest of Jones. The Aggies will get it back with an 18-point lead.
Perfectly executed defensive possession from Trey Wright. Goes directly for the basketball rather than the hands.
Eric trying to work it across. We get in between the press with Whetstone, and then it's out of bounds as we'll send in Josh Spear.
Coach Jones getting on Tristan because he's not being strong with the basketball. When you catch it, you got to get to that triple threat position and be strong with it.
With 28 seconds to go, looks like the Aggies will hold again for the final shot. Patterson dribbling near the midcourt line on the far side of the floor. 18 seconds remaining before halftime. 29-11. Corbin
takes a high screen. Back to Holtzclaw. Spear open for three. Got it at the buzzer. 32-11. We'll go to the locker room, and we'll be back with a Star Physical Therapy halftime show.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Silicaga.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Silicaga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Silicaga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head to Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at
256-346-6493. This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Welcome back. Courtside as the Aggies lead it 32-11 at the break here at the Star Physical Therapy halftime show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. I want to thank everybody for watching and listening. We hope we're bringing you a quality video broadcast on YouTube. Remember, we are in a brick building on the road. I mean, probably
3 feet thick of center block. So hope we're getting a good signal out to you. If not, you can just listen on Mix 106.5 and the Radio Alabama app. Alex, not a lot of fireworks in the half. Silicaga held to 32 points, but defense has been the key for the Aggies. They've given up 11 points, and I think that is four field goals and three free throws made for Winterboro.
They've just made Winterboro play Silicaga's game. They've made Winterboro take those tough mid-range shots. And like I said, those are probably the worst and lowest percentage shots you can take in basketball. They're not letting them get to the paint as much. And when Winterboro is playing the way they are, Silicaga has them on the ropes.
32-11, and it hasn't been maybe a consistent offensive play. Clearly too many turnovers, way more than Coach Joel Jones would like. I mean, that was pretty obvious, some of his frustrations. He was facing that pressure. Winterboro, I mean, really played a good defensive half against the Aggies, holding to 32. But it came in spurts, and especially from beyond the arc. Going into this game, the Aggies were not great from behind the three line. CJ was 1-for-5. They haven't hit a lot of threes. Well, they hit 5 there in the first half.
Silicaga, a lot of uncharacteristic turnovers from them being loose with the basketball. You saw some couple players towards the end of the half not be strong when they caught the pass, kind of being a little bit loosey-goosey, holding it out a little far, letting the Winterboro players slap at it and get it loose, and leading to some fast break opportunities that weren't able to, you know, go to fruition for Winterboro because of Silicaga's relentless defense. But some uncharacteristic turnovers from the Aggies. But when they have gotten to their half-court sets and been settled, they've penetrated the paint. And when they've done that, they've either had a good layup at the basket or you've had the corners wide open. Josh Beer, 3 times this game already, has been a beneficiary of players driving to the basket and kicking right out to him on the three-point line. And he's made 3 of 3 threes.
Yeah, Josh Beer playing great. C.J. Franklin led off the three-point scoring, hit the first one. Eric O'Neill has one, 15 of the Aggies, 32. Coming from beyond the arc. Tristan Whetstone, the first 5 minutes of the game, able to get into the scoring column. And really, the Aggies have just dominated the glass. I mean, I know we've turned it over a little bit. It wasn't a crisp offensive half by any means. We took a lot of chances against that Winterboro pressure that we probably didn't have to take. But really, they've dominated the glass, and they have kept Winterboro out of the paint. Everything for them has been 5 feet now.
Tristan Whetstone, Josh Beer, the best rebounders on the basketball team. I feel like Josh Beer has Velcro hands every time he steps on the basketball floor. The rebound just sticks to his hands. But when those guys come off the court, you have Trey Wright, who had a great game against Lincoln, had five rebounds in the first half. And then in this game, Ryan McMillan comes in, immediately gets 2 offensive rebounds, and one of them ends up being 2 points for Ryan. So you have not only Josh Beer and Tristan Whetstone, but now you have guys like Trey Wright and Sarion McMillan and even Kinson Threet that come into the basketball game and attack the glass on both ends.
32-11, your score. That'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy halftime show. We'll have the second half when we come back. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Silicaga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
If you're looking for a gym that works around your schedule, Snap Fitness in Silicaga is open 24/7. That means whether you're an early bird or a night owl, you can get your workout in whenever it fits your day. They've got all the latest equipment and the friendly vibe that makes you feel right at home. Swing by James Payton Boulevard and see how easy it is to start feeling better, stronger, and healthier. Snap Fitness, for the feeling.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Silicaga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Aggie Sports Network driven by Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga. 32-11, your score. At the break, Coach Jones has his team huddled to our right. The Aggies looking to keep some hot shooting going from beyond the arc here in the second half. We'll send out Tristan, KT, Eric, Josh, and CJ Franklin to start here in the second half. As Winterboro will get the basketball first. And they immediately, well, should have been a turnover. Two Aggies collide, and Winterboro gets an easy dunk to start from Jamonte O'Neal. 32-13, Kinson three, front court. Spear had it open in the corner, but KT with a left hand drops it in.
Might have had Josh Spear in the corner, but Kinson three wanted to get himself in the scoring column with that difficult layup.
Kinson three with 4 points tonight, 34-13 Aggies. They answer back after a dunk on the other end for the Bulldogs. The pass on the other side, cross court, high and outside the truss. Picks up his dribble. There's Jamonte O'Neal with it. Working out beyond the arc, trying to get around Eric. Kicks it into the corner to Truss. Truss jab step back to O'Neal. Inside to Hester. He'll turn to the left shoulder. Took a bad shot and an even worse miss as a minute has passed in this quarter. 34-13. Eric driving. Easy lane to the hoop. And he couldn't make the layup. Gooden on the drive. Puts it up with the left hand and in. 34-15. Three, turned it over. This Winterboro defense has been tough, and Winterboro stepped on the sideline. As Ryan McMillan will come in with Corbin Patterson.
Kinson three does the cardinal sin of passing the basketball, leaves his feet, and has to just throw it and pray somebody catches it, and he throws it directly into the hands of Winterboro.
Yeah, he's able to get it back. It's C.J., his first touch here of the quarter. Corbin stopping at the right elbow, spinning, finds Whetstone. Whetstone driving into a double team, has to pull it back off. Here we go. Corbin, nice feed inside. Spear got hit. Should have been a foul. Instead, the Aggies will clean it up. It's a foul, missed shot, and Corbin Patterson with the offensive putback again. The Aggies dominating the glass in this one.
And Corbin Patterson has one of the most beautiful entry passes. Saw it all year last year.
Winterboro shot no good. Out of bounds on Hester. The rebound goes. Aggies by 21. Whetstone fouled on the way up by Hester, and he'll go to the stripe.
That was almost a no, yes, yes pass from C.J. Franklin. Channels his inner Aggie quarterback and completes it to Tristan Whetstone.
Tristan's free throw, good. Aggies lead it by 22 here in the third quarter. Thirty-eight, 15.
diving on the floor. Love the hustle from Corbin Patterson, and he comes up with a loose ball. Into the front court, Spear one-on-one at the rim. Guy fouled, and Spear going to the stride.
That's just something where these players emulate their head coach, Gritty, and Corbin Patterson, the first to the floor. It feels like when there's a loose ball, there's at least one Aggie that's first to it.
Josh at the line. This is the first free throw. And Eric came in for Kenson Threet. Josh hits the second.
We've been a little bit better at the stripe tonight with a 39-15 lead.
The Aggies in that pressure defense. We turn it over. CJ going up.
Elevating with a two-handed flush. Franklin in a timeout called by Winterboro.
Wow. That was something, man. CJ's verticality on display for the second time today. You wouldn't catch me in that man's bath. I would gladly step to the side if C.J. Franklin had a full head of steam running at me.
Make way for C.J. Franklin. 41-15, and it was a dunk all the way.
Try to get one of those against Lincoln in their first home game of the year. He got it there.
Showed you the bunnies. it was effortless, I think, which was most impressive. As Winterboro spins out of the backcourt trap, Hester shoves Whetstone in the back, and that's the third foul on the Bulldogs and the second foul on Hester here in the second half. Eric to Whetstone, back to O'Neal. Cross court, Franklin open for three, got it.
Nice to see CJ having some more confidence from the three-point line, knocked down two already tonight.
CJ had 25 in the game you called with me earlier this week against Lincoln. To start the year, here's a steal. We might have another run at the rim. Jones going to catch up with O'Neal down the lane. Eric Hole got fouled. Almost got the shot to roll in. They get the foul on Thomas Gooden, and that'll send Eric O'Neal to the stripe.
I don't doubt if Eric O'Neal had a free runway to the basket, that was going to be a slam.
It's 44-15.
The Aggies' struggles continue at this free throw line tonight.
You know, a 50% night at the stripe, Alex, would be an improvement from where the Aggies are the first three games. That's where they sit right now.
A little bit over, I believe, 46% from the free throw line.
And we missed them both. ...44-15, going the other way. Truss puts it up with a right hand. Tough shot, wouldn't drop, and it's rebounded by Whetstone. He'll push it ahead, Tristan. The Aggie big man going down the lane. Coast to coast, Whetstone!
Tristan Whetstone just put his head down and said, I'm the better basketball player in that scenario.
And then we took it away. This might be a dunk from Eric. Instead, he pisses it off the window as he sidestepped the defender, Caden Jones.
48-15, and they traveled.
You can see it now. The defense and the press from Sylacauga, Winterboro has no answer for. Not a one.
This is not a bad Winterboro team. Patterson three. It's a little off to the right. Rebound. Josh Spear got fouled, and he's going to the line. That's the fifth foul on the Bulldogs here in the quarter. The Aggies will be shooting free throws for the rest of the third.
Three Winterboro Bulldogs around Josh Spear. And the ball just velcros to his hands. His ability to grab rebounds just cannot be taught.
Free throw good from Spear. 49-15. It's Josh. Goes 2 for 2 on this trip, but the Aggies up by 35.
Dogs turn it over.
Corbin has it for the Aggies. Wearing gray tonight on the right side of the floor. Corbin, oh, he blew by the defense, and he had it poked away from behind.
Couple subs coming in. Thomas Gooden and Jamonte O'Neal.
Inside, Spear got his own miss. Put back good from Josh.
The extra effort always pays off in basketball.
52-15. Josh is so good, Alex, at getting position underneath the basket. He showed it there.
Reminds me a little bit of Trey Kaufman rent on Purdue. Always in position to get the rebound, and just the physicality that he possesses, similar to what Josh Beer for Silicaga does.
52-15, under 3 to go now, 2:58 in the third quarter. Gooden driving. Oh, and they bail him out, but he made the shot. How did that drop in? Didn't think it was going to be close. He got the shot to go, and the foul on Whetstone.
Whetstone could not have played better defense there. Straight up.
Well, they got the foul on Spear as they came to the table, if I'm not mistaken. The Aggies bringing in Sarai McMillan.
Two excellent rebounders for two excellent rebounders for Coach Jones.
It's good and missed a free throw. McMillan gets the rebound. 3-on-2, run to the rim. Eric has a three. A little short off the front of the rim. William Shepard brings in the board, 52-17. On the drive underneath, and a foul on Trey Wright will send them back to the line. They missed both. And then the Aggies turned it over, blocked by O'Neal. He'll get it back. Eric made a bad pass but made up for it. Here's Franklin underneath the bucket. Left hand whip around pass. So Ryan hits a nothing but net three-pointer.
The beautiful pass from C.J. Franklin. Attacks the defense. Defense crashes down. Sarayan's wide open. That's going to be there all night against his own.
Winterboro with it at the top. Holtz call and Hubbard set to check in. Aggies up 55-17. Three up for Winterboro, no. Rebounded by Trey Wright. Trying to get into the front court, McMillan, he will. So Ryan down the lane. Boy, they got away with a foul. And then they'll get a hold on McMillan with a loose ball. Coach Schultz can't believe it.
You like the aggressiveness of Ryan McMillan, but he tries to take on four Winterboro players on his own. You'd like him to pull that out. But he did get fouled in his defense.
Fifty-five, seventeen. Jones down the lane. A little fall away jumper, an offensive rebound here by Winterboro. Underneath the bucket, Jamonte O'Neill gets Winterboro back on the scoreboard, 55-19.
A 36-point Aggie lead. Holtzclaw wants another three, this time way too strong, and the second foul of the quarter on Trey Wright with a minute six to go.
Game clock at a minute to go in the third.
Jones, deep two from the right side of the floor. Put back, might have been partially blocked. Now another offensive rebound and a floater good by Caden Jones. 55-21. 37 seconds to go. Winterboro pressing us in the backcourt. Sarine gets it into the front court. Spinning off a defender, lost his dribble. Coach Jones isn't going to like it. Well, 26 seconds to go. Skip pass, layup, no. Sarine comes back down on this end and gets the rebound. Silicaga might be holding for the final shot. CJ underneath to Trey. Got fouled as he put it up, and he'll go to the line. Wright, right, no on the first one. You will have a running clock to start the fourth quarter, is how dominant the Aggies have been tonight. Trey Wright, another one. In and out, no good. And the rebound lost out of bounds. The Aggies will get another chance. Aggies have it with 10 seconds to go. It's Holtzclaw. Five remaining in the quarter now. Franklin. And they caught a moving screen on the Aggies. They got the foul on Holtzclaw off the pass.
Yeah, one of those scenarios where C.J. Franklin did not wait for the screen. That's going to get called every time.
At the buzzer, three-pointer good, and Winterboro inches a little closer. We'll take a break, 55-24 as we go to the fourth quarter.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit SycamoreFCU.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Well, the Aggies lost it, but it's a kickball on Winterboro to start the quarter. Running clock, 55-24. Aggies lead it by 31. They've been up by as many as 37, if I'm not mistaken. A little run by Winterboro to end the third quarter. Looks like the Aggies are going to advance to 4-0 on the season. No games next week for the varsity boys during Thanksgiving as we turn it over off the inbounds. And they go down and dunk it with Gooden. Whetstone fouled and one. The answer back on the other end.
Exactly how you silence the crowd. Physical finish from Tristan Whetstone, but a beautiful feed from C.J. Franklin.
Whetstone went 2 for 2 at the line his last time at the stripe. And he connects here, 58-26 here in the fourth quarter. Underneath, shot, miss, CJ, and a 2-on-2. Now they'll have a third. Franklin, tough shot. Yeah, he got fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Coach Jones said it at Media Days, this team is faster than last year's. And in the two games I've seen against Lincoln and now against Winterboro, they continually have shown that they are the faster team in those matchups.
CJ hits the first free throw, 59-26. CJ, 2 for 2. 60-26. Aggies back up by 34. With the clock counting. Skip pass, taken away. Franklin, front court. O'Neal, he'll catch up to it. Handle the dribble and dribbled it out of bounds.
I think Eric O'Neal, it's like in football when the receiver tries to go somewhere with the football before he catches it. He did it right there. He had his eyes on the rim and dunking before he even caught the ball.
Inside layup good for Winterboro down on the other end, 60-28. Aggies taking some chances on defense has led to some Winterboro open shots, that's for sure. Hand it off at the top to Kenson, 3. KT will drive. He'll feed inside. Nice feed. KT's had himself a nice night. Rotated in and out frequently as Josh Spear back in the scoring column. O'Neal, Jamonte O'Neal for Winterboro. Free throw line jumper, no good. Eric O'Neal down the lane, finger roll, good.
CJ's doing all he can to get Eric O'Neal that run out dunk.
Halfway through the fourth quarter. Aggie's gonna empty the bench a little. Zedekiah Leonard, Jaden Sanders checking in. The Bulldogs lose it out of bounds. Have to look on SylacaugaAggies.com, Alex, to figure out when the next Varsity Boys home game is.
It would be Cornerstone.
Oh, look, you got it printed out for us, Alex. December 2nd. There we go.
And Aggies have already played Cornerstone, played him this week.
Sanders, 2. No. Rebound.
They beat Cornerstone earlier this week, 56-25.
That was Jace Welch who got wrapped up on the rebound as the clock continues to wind here. The Aggies at Winterboro will secure a win, and then it looked like, yeah, we touched it. Out of bounds. Had to jump back in before we got it. Zedekiah Leonard. A jumper on the other side for Jamonte O'Neal. 64-30. Franklin in the corner. Three, no. Out on the baseline. Good hustle by the Aggies. Just couldn't save it. Jace Welch diving on the blue paint underneath the bucket.
Second straight offensive possession. Jace Welch has just attacked the glass. Another guy coming off the bench that attacks the glass. Coach Jones feels like he has these guys everywhere.
They'll force a turnover here. No, they'll get a foul on 24. It's Jace Welch. I'll kill some more time without any action as the clock winds at a minute and 20 seconds. Winterboro comes on the other side, gets a lay-in. Sanders working right wing. Jaden Sanders has his basketball stolen from him on the other side. They were going for a dunk, didn't get it. You have two free throws coming for the Bulldogs here. First free throw good. 64-33. And the Aggies, as it stands now, will take home a 30-point win. Nice little road win against a county rival. As the Aggies going to dribble it out. Well, they're going to try to. Winterboro's going to apply pressure. Try to get it to Hubbard down low. And Hubbard's going to get on the board. 66-34, three at the buzzer, no good. And the Aggies gonna take home a 32-point dub on the road tonight. From Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Silicaga Athletics. Thanks for watching and listening.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, home of the Silicaga Aggies, presented by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Allen Oil Company of Silicaga. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Wright Tire and Service, Toyota of Silicaga, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Silicaga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Sarah Nissan of Silicaga, Sarah Honda of Silicaga, and Tony Sarah Ford, CAC Adult Learning, Snap Fitness, Alabama Digestive Care Center, Coosa Valley MRI, Bucks Island, and Silicaga Pediatrics. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.